Okay, let's start our discussion of Chulin and Daf Hei, and we are on Da'alat Amabez. We're in the sugyas of Mumar La'avodazara, Mumar La'chalatara Kula, or not Mumar La'chalatara Kula. So far we had the Shita of Rav Anan Amar Shmuel, who holds that a Yisrael Mumar La'avodaz Kochavim Mutter La'echol Mishchitaso, a Mumar for Avodazara, is not any more chamor in terms of halacha, in terms of hashkafa. Obviously, Mumar La'avodazara is terrible, but the Mumar La'avodazara, Mumar for any aveira is terrible. But, as we'll see, the contrary of Shita, but at least Shmuel holds here, that if you saw Mumar La'avodazara, when it's still allowed to eat from a shchita, he's not considered a Mumar La'chalatara kula, which would then make him dino ka'akum, and we wouldn't be able to eat from a shchita. The Gemara now was trying to prove, where do we know that from? So the Gemara tried to say, maybe it's from the story in Tanakh of Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, that ate from the suda of Achav. Achav was trying to convince him to come to war with him, and he gave from his food. So again, Achav was a Mumar La'avodazara. So maybe that could prove that's the basis of Rav Anan Amar Shmuel Shita. You know, so from the story in Tanakh, so the Gemara goes through, maybe he didn't eat from it, he just shechted for him. So the Gemara says, no, Vayisi Teyuksiv. Maybe he only just convinced him with words. So the Gemara had the amazing line, Ein Hasata B'dvarim. You can never convince anybody of anything unless you serve him food. Right, that's Arayamazeh, we have that reality. The Gemara continued, and went in, maybe he only drank, maybe this, maybe that. So we'll start about the 10 lines, 12 lines up at the bottom, continuing to try to bring a raya from this story. Says the Gemara, V'dilma Ovadya Zavach. Maybe Ovadya Hanavi, who was the Navi at the time, one of the only Nevi'im left at the time, after Izebel and Achav had taken care of all the other Nevi'im. So maybe Ovadia was the one that shechted, and therefore, that's why Yehoshaphat was able to eat from it. Ovadia said, the Gemara L'Rov Ksiv. No, it says there were many animals. Ovadia couldn't have shechted so many animals, right? And that's why it's L'Rov. Ovadia lo Avi Safik. He wouldn't have been able to shecht so many. We'll talk about Ovadia a bit more in a minute. Let's just continue reading a little bit. The Dilma, Shivas Alafim Zavuach, maybe it was the 7,000 that were left over. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says there in Malachim, V'hish Arti B'Yisrael, Shivas Alafim, Kala Birkayim, Asher Lo Karu L'Baal V'Gomer. There were 7,000 that did not bow down to the Baal. Right, we'll see this in Malachim, Malachim Aleph. We'll look at some of the Pesukim. So Gemara says, Timuri Avim Etamri Mizavel. No, they were hiding. They were hiding from Mizavel, so therefore they wouldn't have been able to shecht. And therefore, that possibility is not possible. So again, we have to go back to, it was Achav's men, and it was Achav, and therefore, it could be a raya to Rav Anan Amar Shmuel. V'dima gavri da Achav havimahalu. Maybe Achav's men weren't as bad as Achav, right? Maybe Achav was the one that was known as a mumar, but not his men. So Losal Gadai, the Gemara says no. If Achav was like that, so we assume that his men also would have been like that as well. Dechsiv, Moshel, Makshiv, Al-Dvar, Shekar, Kol, Misharsav, Rishayim. All of the his servants are also Rishayim. So therefore, we don't assume that near Achav, they would have been proper men. The Dema Gavri, Diyoshav, Nami, Lohavi, Ma'alu, Zavuach, Gavri, Da'achav, Achlu, Gavri, Diyoshafat, Zavuach, Ovadia, Achal, Yoshafat. Okay, so maybe Yoshafat's men were also not so great. So therefore, all the men, all the people of Achav's party, who were not believers, shechted for Yoshafat, but that were not believers, and Ovadia still shechted for Yoshafat. So where it says, Lo Sagadaitach, Midah Moshe, Makshiv, Advar Shechar, Kol Mishar Sav, Rishayim, Haladvar Emes, Mishar Sav, Sadikim. The opposite, meaning if Achav's men, we assume, based on the Pasuk, were Rishayim because of who he was, so we assume Ovadia also, who he was, is the one that he has to have hashpa on his people. V'dilma zavuah gavri da'achav, achal achav v'gavrei, zavuah gavri d'yoshafat, achal yoshafat v'gavrei. So maybe the zavuah, the ones that Achav shechted, the gavri da'achav shechted, Achav ate, meaning Achav ate his own stuff, and Yoshafat ate his own, meaning they all shechted for each their own party, respectively, but they didn't mix and match. Right, Rashi, Gavri da'achav, hamamunim al-beso, v'shochtin lo, v'kivet da'havi b'vesachal, lo avi yireim mi'izevel, to'ovadya mamun al-beso, v'tzadik gamar hoayu. So right, so maybe it worked that way. So the Gemara says, lo avi mefaleg nafshe minei. Right? No, it wouldn't have worked. Meaning, Rashi atop, lo haya yoshava nisar v'nivdal mimenu mishum chshah klal. It wouldn't have been porish in that way. Alma, so again, at this stage we stopped. We're like, fine, that's the story. It had to be that Yehoshaphat ate from someone else's shchita. Alma afagav de mumar lavodas kochavim haya lo havi mumar lachala torah kula. We don't assume. Again, if we know somebody doesn't shech properly, so then obviously there's nothing to talk about. But if we have a circumstance where we don't know, and even if we know he is a mumar avodazara, he is not a mumar lachala torah kula. We'll see what the halacha is soon in the first chelik of Yeradeh. But again, these stories of Ovadia are at the end of. At the end of Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, if you remember, is the story of Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, right? That's and then right after that story, we have the story of Achav and Izebel and the 7,000 that were left. Again, that's at the end of Malachim Aleph. But just one ha'ara on Ovadia. Right? We know Ovadia. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that. That is the Haftorah for Parshas Vayishlach. Right, we learned the entire Sefer of Ovadia, which is only one parak long. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara Sanhedrin of Lamates says, why? What is the connection? Because, yes, Ovadia prophesized about Esav. And that's why Vayishlach, which is all about Esav, at least partially, that is why Ovadia is the one that is chosen. But there's a deeper idea, says the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Lamedtes, Maishna Ovadia LaEdom. So why is it that Ovadia was unchosen to give a nevuah about Edom? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Ovadia Hador Bein Shnei Rishayim. Let Ovadia come, who lived amongst two Rishayim, meaning Achav and Izebel. Right, he lived in this sviva, v'lolaman mimaseyem, and he did not learn from their actions. V'yinabi al Esav harasha shedar bein shnei tzadikim. And Yishev Nabi on Esav, who lived amongst two tzaddikim, Yitzchak and Rivka, v'lo lamad mima'aseihem. And he didn't learn from their words. Obviously, his own brother also, but had been a mushpa on him. So this is the Gemara. So again, they each were not mushpa from their surroundings, and that's the connection between Ovadia and Esav. Rav Matisyo Solomon in Matnas Chaim in the end of Ma'amarim Chelik Aleph, has an article called Hashpas HaSviva, which is, it says on the bottom that this is the, a mimer that he wrote, Li'ili Nishpas, Rav Isaac Bernstein. Rav Yitzchak Bernstein, Rav from England, used to give the Parsha Shir. But anyways, this mimer is, was Li'ili Nishpas. And he quotes the Rambam in Ilchus Deos, where the Rambam writes, in Perek Vav, Derech Biryaso Shal Adam, right, this mimer is about understanding the depth of the godless of Ovadia, and in the opposite way, the rishus of Esav. Derech b'riyaso shal adam lios nimshach b'deosav u'b'masav. The derech of a person is to be pulled after his deos and ma'isim, achareyav v'chaverav. After his friends, after his colleagues, acharbu. That's natural. Nohe k'minach anche medinaso. Following the people in his country, lefichach, because that is the natural way of people. Tzarech adam lehischaber letzadikim v'leishev etzach hachamim tamid. So we have to have a good chevra. We have to be connected to tzadikim and chachamim kedei sheyilmo mimaaseihem, so that we learn from their actions. The yisrachik ben arishama hochem b'choshech kedei sheyilmo mimaaseihem. So the Rambam says this is a natural fact. A natural reality that we are mushpa from our chevra. We are mushpa from those who we are with. And therefore, says the Matnas Chaim, says the Matnas Yosef Solomon, think about what Ovadia didn't think about. You have to work hard. Ovadia, the natural state would have been that he would have been influenced. He was near Achav, he was near Izebel, right? And the natural state would have been that he should have been influenced from them. And yet, he worked hard and he was Moser Nefesh and he pushed himself to be able to overcome. But now think about the opposite. Esav was also growing up in Yitzchak, Rivka's, and Yaakov's house. You had to be really, really strong not to be mushpa from them. The opposite, the natural way for Esav to behave would have been mushpa, would have been tzaddik, would have been mitzvos. And yet, he didn't. And yet, he worked hard. Rasha kazeh. Miachol lahakir bash chasaso. Ki rabba hi harbe yosef rasha nikar b'do b'yosef v'chadaso. Think about what he must have done. He must have tried to figure out strategies and ways really to be a Rasha, because the natural state of what he should have been would have been influenced by those around him, and that is Yaakov and Yitzchak and the Rivka. V'nira inyin zeh min hakatzel katzeh b'chinuchan shel Yaakov v'Esav. And then he says, if you think about it, this passed down to both of them, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, but he was with, right, Lavan and Besuah for so many years, and he comes back, right, Lavan Garti with Hayim Mitzvah Shamarti. He got that Midah from who? From his mother. Because who's his mother? Rivka, who also grew up in that house of Lavan and Besuel. Right, so this passed down to Esav, but in the way of Rishus, the passed down to Yaakov, and this was the Midah of, Ovadia. But then he asks, so how do you do it? How is Ovadia successful? And how can we be successful? Right, sometimes we should always try to, choose our chevra, and choose our surroundings. That's what we should always try to do. But sometimes we're in a situation where we can't. Sometimes we're in a sviva, at least temporarily, where we have to be surrounded by people who might not have our values. So how do we do that? What could Ovadia teach us how he did it? So he says you have to be medayik in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam, when the Rambam says that we're naturally pulled and influenced by those around us, he really has a double Lashon. Nimshach v'deyosav v'maisav achareyav v'chaverav nohei k'minag anshe medinaso. We're pulled after our friends, and we're pulled after the people in our country. So that's Yosef Solomon, these are two groups. We can have friends who we are not with. We can have people who we identify with that aren't exactly with us at that moment. Right? This is not who I am, where I am. I am really connected to other people, a different group. It says that's the secret. The secret is even if sometimes we have to be or surrounded by Anshe Medinaso, we have to connect to our Re'av V'chaverav. And we have to make sure that those are the ones that we have our value system with. Nimsa lefizeh, shnei minei sviva mevuarim medivrei Rambam. Yesh sviva metziutit, haino anashim, hasovavim oto bashuk, v'uba b'maga imahem tamid, we're constantly with them, af she'en lo shum kesher nafshe itam, v'komako mashpiyam alav, v'hem ha'shakino otam ha'Rambam, anshe medinaso. V'yesh sviva, and there's another group, shadam bone la'atzmo kesher nafshi imrim v'chaverim, v'mahavim as kolol obo, ashu misyachis raki mahim, v'shol el ha'anasha v'sovim osov ashuk, I'm not kidding to those around me. And that's rea v'chaverav. And that could be, as he writes, a tris, it could be a defense mechanism against those where we might be around. We just have to make sure that we are deeply rooted and connected to the values of those who we are, who is in the group called Reav the Chaverav, and if that's strong, so then that could save us in the long run. So that's the godless of Ovadia, what he teaches us, right? One of the only times that we read an entire Sefer at one time, Ovadia, Yonah, right? Besides the Megillas, but that's what we have in Navi, Ovadia, the Haftorah for Vayishlach, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lametes, and here in the Mount Neschayim in the Ma'amar. Okay, so far we have a story in Tanakh that proves Rav Anan Omar Shmuel, right, that Yisrael, Mumar, La'avodas Kochavim, Mutter, Le'ekol, Mishri, Taso, because Yehoshaphat must have eaten from Achav, and Achav was a Mumar. Says the Gemara, now, Minalan. How do we know, in this regard, that this is, true, and Achav, was an example of this, Ilei, Mamidachsiv, Kamoni, Kamocha, Ka'ami, Ka'amecha, is it like what's said there in Malachim, Elame'ata? When they say, be like us, elame'ata, kisusi, kisusecha, hachanami, right? That's, kamoni kamocha, means like you're somicha on us. What about kisusi, kisusecha? Right? So, maybe the whole thing doesn't have anything to do with food. And, kamoni kamocha, right? It's mashma that you're somcha alayu, elamai, dahavi asusecha, tevi asusi, hachanami, my dahavi alech, va'ilave, amach, tevi alai, va'ilave ami. So maybe the whole thing is not a halachic connection. It's about destinies. You know, let's go to war together and whatever happens to you will happen to me. Maybe that's all it means. So maybe there's no raya from the whole story. So elamehacha, okay, let's try again. Different pasuk. Elamehacha, umelach Yisrael v'Yehoshaphat melach Yehuda, Yoshvim ish al kiso, the king of Israel. Acha v'Yehoshaphat melach Yehuda, Yoshvim ish al kiso, melubashim begadim begoren, Pesach b'shar Shomron. They were sitting at the threshing floor, Pesach b'shar Shomron, at the Pesach of Shar Shomron. So there was a threshing floor at the gate of Shar Shomron. My Goren. What does that mean here? Ilei ma Goren ma'amish. Doesn't mean an actual threshing floor. Atu Shar Shomron Goren ave. You don't have Gorens at the gates of the city. That's not the best place, right? The Gorens were outside the city. Gorens were put somewhere else, storage. wouldn't it have been at the Sha'ar Ha'ir? So, what is this? It's a Ela Ki Goren. It must be that it was sitting like a Goren. What's a Goren? Ki Goren. Innate Rashi's Girsa is Big Goren. They were sitting in a Goren, meaning Titzanan, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, describing how the Sanhedrin used to sit in the Lishkas HaGazis. Sanhedrin Aysach Kechatzi Goren Agula, Kedeshi Yuroen, Zeze. They used to sit in a semicircle so everybody could see each other. And therefore, that's how they were sitting. Meaning, what does that reflect when you sit in the semicircle? Begorin Rashi Kigorin, Hayo Yoshvim Bechiba Uvereus, Uba Aguda Achas, Kisanhedrin Shein Choshtin Zedzeh. Like the Sanhedrin that aren't choshing each other, right? They're sitting Bechiba Bereus, Uba Aguda. That's the connection. So we assume that that's Otu Achav and Yoshava were sitting like this, and that's where we learn the connection between the two. Baba Kama, please. So in the Magalias Hashas here, he quotes, interesting, why is it that it's a semicircle and not half a rectangle? Right? With right angles. Why Dafka was it a semicircle? It's a little smoother, but you can also see each other when it's a square. So he quotes here in the Magalias Hashas, why? Ki rayonu kein sheim heim hayu beigul hayinu below chidudim va'arma v'kol echad yadam machshavas re'eyu. No sharp points in any of the personalities. Ki hayu be'emes u'beleif tamim piyam v'libam shavet. Okay, that's why it was dafka. It wasn't like a shulchan, but it was surrounded, not a three-sided square, so to speak. Interesting Rashi, though, that said here, described the Goren, that the Sanhedrin all got along. They weren't choshed each other. Again, it does not mean that they all agreed with each other. The Sanhedrin they argued with each other all the time. Right? The Sanhedrin, that's why there was the Bezin of 71, that, you know, they argued sometimes. If it was 36 to 35, okay, a question what to do. Could you win by one in certain cases? But they argued. Again, once they came out with a psak, so then the psak was unified. So unified psak because it was one Sanhedrin, one Bezin. That was the problem of Zaki Mamre, right? If he, even after he was outvoted, he went and paskin like himself and told people to follow him, that's a problem. But again, Sanhedrin, they all, got along with each other. They're all, were berchiba, bereus, uba, aguda, achas. Even though they argued, right? This is, the Sanhedrin. When Sanhedrin comes out with a psak, right, we know that the Tosfos is Lashon in Bava Kama. Again, it's a different context, but this is a Hashkafic context, right? The Halachic context is that Bezin comes out with a Psak as a unified Psak, right? It doesn't mean they're in a unified heart. They can be arguing with each other, but it's a unified Psak, and we understand that if you go by the majority, that's what even the Halachic in Sanhedrin, that when Bezdin paskins, the Dayanim are not allowed to come out of the Bezdin and say, you know what? I would have voted for you, but I was outvoted. What can I do? They're not allowed to do that. Either stam because of rechilus, right? Stam, you're not allowed to do that. That's causing problems. Or a little deeper, one might say, because there's a unified psak and the entire bezin takes part of that psak, right? It's part of the system, right? It's not that they lose their own identity of their own opinion once the psak is given. Again, because they're a unit, right? That's the line in Baba Kama, in Tosfos. When Tosfos talks about Rov Bedayanim, Tosfos on Chav Zayin Mabez in Baba Kama, where Tosfos says, why is it? The Gemara there says, Ein Holchim B'Mamon Acha Harov. You don't follow the majority, right, for being Motzi Mamon. Ein Holchim B'Mamon Acha Harov. So he asked Tosfos, why do you say it's a Kal V'Chomer? You follow the majority by Dinin Afashis. You'll kill somebody, right, in a Bezin of 23, in a Bezin of 71. You'd kill somebody based on Rov. So why wouldn't you follow the Rov by Dinim Amonis? The Yeshlomar, you can't bring a Raya from the majority of Bezdin. That's a different type of majority. We'll talk about this, but when we get to Daf Yud here in Chulin, we'll get to the source for Rov in all of Shas. We'll get to that, Bezus Hashem. But Tosfos here says, the Yeshlomar, the Hasam Gabi Dayanim, Shiny. The Chashiv Miut Dithu Kemisha Eino. Dayanim are different because the miut by Bezdin is ki'ilu, it's not there. What does that mean? So the Achronim explain, Reb Chaim explains, during the Maso Matan, during the discussion of a Sanhedrin, obviously there's give and take, there's back and forth, you have to share your opinion, you're not allowed to be quiet. But once the psak is given, ish ploni atachayev, or 3, 70, 23, 71, all the bati dinim, it's the miut is kisheino. What does that mean? It means there's one composite psak that's given, because Bezin's a unit. And they have to have the the connection even, you know, how they feel about each other. Rashi, again, b'chiba, b'reyus, b'aguda achas, right? In choshtin zedzeh, they each paskin what they think, and when they come out, the bezin gives the psak, it is a unified psak, and there's, that's the sugya of rov b'dayanim. But again, that's what we learn. Maybe we use that principle for Yehoshaphat also. So now the Gemara goes to a different story. Let's try to bring a raya from another place. Question is, we just wrote a raya from Yehoshaphat. Why do we have to bring a raya now from Eliyahu Anavi? What's the? We're going to bring another raya from Eliyahu, that Eliyahu used to eat from the shechita of Achav, as we'll see. So what do we need? What do we need another raya? So one of the Achronim suggests that from Yehoshaphat, maybe it's not as so much of a raya, since Achav was trying to, knew he was shechting for Yehoshaphat, maybe in that case, maybe he was doing, the word doesn't suggest it, maybe that's not as much of a raya, maybe he knew. And therefore he would take precautions. But Eliyahu Navi, here Shechita from the following story, we're gonna see that Achav had no idea, right? The birds took it and brought it to Eliyahu, and therefore maybe this is the deeper raya that we could suggest. So Lema Messiah, so what's the story, again, the story in Tanakh here. V'ha'arvim evim lo, right? This is during the time of the famine. Eliyahu HaNavi was very upset. And Achav, he was gozer a famine. Gozer a famine for the whole, and there was a drought, the whole couple of years, and Eliyahu had no food. So he was in a cave, so they had it to eat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes that, the Navi describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent an orev, a raven, in order to bring food to Eliyahu. V'ha'arvim evim lo lechem ubasar baboker v'lechem ubasar ba'erev. So where the orev, where the bird get this meat from? V'amar v'yudah marav mibeit avchi da'achav. Brought it from Achav. So he brought it from Achav's kitchen. So again, you see, Achav's kitchen, mumar l'avodah zara, and Achav's men also followed him. Mumar l'avodah zara, so it should be mumar l'chal tor akula. Nope. Maybe this is a raya, again, to Ravana Namar Shmuel, that Yisrael Mumar, Levaros Kochavim, is Mutter Lecho Mishritaso. So Gemara says, no, Alpia Dibur Shiny. That was different. Alpia Dibur. What does that mean, Alpia Dibur? Rashi. Alpia Dibur, Shakarish Baracho Hitiro Lefisha. Hashem mattered it. Tichsives Arvim Sivesi Sham, Lechal Kalecha. Right, so Hashem mattered it. You know, Hashem told Elio, look, Pikuach Nefesh, and, you know, you have to eat. Al pi dibur shiny. That's how I would have interpreted this. This is no raya, because maybe it was treif. Maybe it wasn't right pikuach nefesh. But you know, ain't brera, and therefore he was allowed to. If you look at Tosfos al pi dibur shiny. V'yim tomar. Well, the ma'ida sakadaitach to lo havi al pi dibur. What about the havamina? The havamina question was that he was able to eat it, because even though it was shchitas mumar. But there's another halachic problem here. What? We'll get to this later on. Basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. By meat, it's not allowed to ever not be under the supervision of someone. Basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. We'll have to get to the details of that. So therefore, here, the bird had it up in the sky. So it was basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. Even if I say the shechita was okay, but then there was a new problem. Basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. V'yish lomar says tosfos, tizehaya yodeya. Right, maybe the Havamina was that maybe al pi adibur that could have matir that there was no problem from its source, but it wouldn't matir that it came from a problematic source. But there's Amanayim is, we don't know, maybe it was switched, maybe something happened to it. So okay, maybe we could have relied on that it's the same meat and it comes from the same source that I thought. But to say that the Dibur is matering an Isser, that I might not have said. That's what the Gemara answers, Al Pi HaDibur, shiny. And if you look in the Maariz Chayis here, the Maariz Chayis talks about this in a number of places in his commentary on Shas, in Brachos, and elsewhere. The Maariz Chayis here notes, what does it mean, Alpia Dibur shiny? He says, he quotes Tosfos, and then he says, Nirbeine HaKavana. What's the Kavana of Tosfos? That, oh, maybe it could have just been Megala. Tosfos says, Alpia Dibur Eliyahu Anavi could have been, trusted Hashem that there was no problem from where it came from. It was not Basar Shenis Alim and Ayim, it wasn't switched. But he didn't think that the Dibur would have been Matir, the Shechitas Achav. And that's the Raya of the Gemara. So it says the Maariz Chayis, Nir Beinei HaKavana, Mashikasa V'mishal HaMelechachas Ishus, Dekoach Eliyahu Eino Rak Levarer Safik B'metzius, Lahodia osanu ma'amaru matzav adavar. Avalo lahagid daito besveka dedina. What's the chilek? Are you, and we discuss this often, when does nevuah play a role in halacha? Can nevuah tell me what halacha is? It says the Maariv Chayes. The nevuah could clear up a reality. The nevuah can't decide a halacha. Right? Lo b'shamayim hi. This is what we decided, It could be mevarer something that I don't know. So where this meat came from, so that was Eliyahu HaNavi thought, okay, I know it came from a certain place, and it didn't get switched by the birds. So that was the Havamina, but to say that this is kosher, so that's what he didn't think. Like, why? Because that would be telling us halacha, right? That Maariv Chayes writes this in Brachas Daf Gimel about Rabbi Yossi meets Eliyahu in the Churva. What did he tell him? So there again, he talks about the fact that whether learning halacha. V'chein kan imitzah bashar shazamina ayin da safik sheminis chalif be'iser moel koach shal hanavua levarer. Nevua can be mevarer something, a reality that I don't know. Masha enke mitzad shchitas mumar lavod azara tehi nevela. Right, that was the Havamina of the Gemara. And the answer is, yeah, even if generally that is not what we say. Look at the Mitzvah Eisan here, he quotes also in the back, he quotes that maybe that's true in general, that you can't paskin based on nevuah. If a Navi says something, I can't paskin based on it, only for realities. But suggest the Mitzvah Eisan, maybe it's different if the Navi is told something for himself. The Navi himself could use his nevuah for something, you just can't tell anybody else about it. He says, "V'kasha de'isa de'iki sura hechachal aliyo v'samach hanavosa d'kaim lan de'navu rishad l'chadish davar v'yavla v'ishah elam kein l'migder milsa v'yishlomar hanimili la'achirim aval hanavi atzmo rashoi." But the Navi himself can. He quotes the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Gimel, etc. It's an interesting discussion about Apia Dibur. What is this teaching me, Apia Dibur? How far is one going for Apia Dibur? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So the Orev, the Arvim, the ravens brought the food to Eliyahu, and therefore, doesn't that show? And Achav came from the Shechita of Achav, so it must be Mumar, Lachala, Mumar, L'Avodah Zarah is not a Mumar, Lachala Tarakul, and you can trust the Shechita. So my Arvim, Amravina, Arvim Mamish. Right, what does Arvim mean? So Ravina says it means Arvim. It means ravens. What's the question? Amalir of Ada Bar Minyom, Vidomatre Gavri Davi Shmayo, Arvim. Maybe it was two people named Arvim. Arvim brought him food. And maybe they did a proper shechita. Milo tziv, don't we have in Tanakh that there is somebody named Orev? But Yarguas, Orev, Betsur, Orev, es Zeev, Vigomer. We learned in Sefer Shoftim. Orev and Samut, and Zeev who were running away, right? And they were caught on the way back. Amale, Yisramoy, Milsa, de Shravayu, Havishmayu, Orvim. What is, you're gonna find two people named Orev? Orvim? That's very, far-fetched. So, we assume they're real Orevs. Dilma, Alshema, Koman. Maybe Orev was the name of a place. And it was just two people from Orev. That's why they're called Orvim. Milok siv va'aram yatzu gidudim va'yishbu be'eret yisrael na'arak tana. Right, they took a captive. V'kashalon kari lai na'ara v'kari lai tana. So what does it mean? It says na'arak tana. Which one is it? Va'amar Rabbi Pedas ketana dimin nu'uran. It was a ketana from a place nu'uran. So maybe Orvim is the name of a place. So says the Gemara, imkein Orviyim ibayilei. It should have said Arvim, because it didn't say Arvim. It must be literally Arvim. And therefore, the Raya sticks from Eliyahu and the Arvim. Right? The Midrashim, both in Sefer Melachim and Parshas Noach, talk about this story. Right? They connect this story to the Orev that Noach sent out. Noach sent out an Orev. Why Dafka did he send out an Orev? Says a Medrash. It's a medrash that says, because like, what's the purpose of the Orev? The Orev is a worthless, bird. What's the Orev gonna help? So, he sent them out. So, you know, if it's still dangerous out there, okay, the Orev won't come out, won't come back. Okay, Meili won't come back. The world won't be so much worse off. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't think the Orev has any purpose? The Orev is gonna save Eliyahu HaNavi. Are you gonna save Eliyahu HaNavi? Every being has a purpose. Every being has a purpose. And also, why Dafka the Orev? So there's another, the Pirkei Rabbelazar, I think, where the Medrash tells us that Eliyahu HaNavi was complaining against Am Yisrael. He's It's complaining against Am Yisrael. Oh, they don't believe, and they don't follow, and they're doing terrible things. They're over the Avodah Zarah, and they will kofer bebris. Right, then they don't, there's no purpose for them. So there are different midrashim. So some midrashim focus on the orev. You think there's no purpose? Just like Noach thought the orev didn't have a purpose. The orev is going to save your life. One. And the other point mentioned in that Perkei Derech Balazar is that you think that Bnei Yisrael are kofer bebris, you're going to go to every single bris in the history of Am Yisrael. Right? And that's why Eliyahu HaNavi comes to every bris, and based on that Perkei Derech Balazar. Again, because, he didn't believe in Klal Yisrael, and that's why even the Psukim describe at the end there of Sefer Malachim Aleph that once he had this attitude of not believing in Am Yisrael anymore, that's when Hashem said, decided, you know, it's time to switch leaders. That's when Elisha took over, because a leader always has to believe in his people. The second that we reach a stage that we don't believe anymore, then it's, there's time for a change. That's when the mantle of leadership switched from Elio to Elisha. Okay. So again, there's a lot of drushes given about the Orev, but we'll continue now. Says the Gemara, Lema Masayale. So we've brought rayas to this discussion from stories in Tanakh. Now let's get to some halachic sources. So Lema Masayale, Hakol Shochtin, Afilu Kusi, Afilu Arel, Afilu Yisrael Mumar. Here it is. The Brisa tells us anybody can do shchita, a Kusi, an Arel. Uncircumcised, we spoke about RL with Machlokas Rashi Tosis, V'yafil Yisrael Mumar, even Yisrael Mumar. So, Mumar in what? So, hi RL, hey Chidami, what type of RL are we talking about here in the Brisa? Ilema Shemesu Mecha Machmas Mila, are we talking about his brothers died? Right, and therefore he's mamish, literally an RL, so hi Yisrael Malyahu. Yeah, he's a Jew. He's Anus, as Rashi says here. So, why wouldn't he be able to Shecht? Right, an RL can't do certain mitzvos. Right, he can't do Ikar and Pesach, he can't do the Avodah, he can't, a few things, but he's almost a full Jew. He is a full Jew, he just can't do certain mitzvahs, he's limited. So, Yisrael Malyah, so that can't be what Aro refers to here. And again, remember the Machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what happens if Rabbeinu Tam argues that this does not mean a person doesn't have a chiyuv to do Mila because there's hemophilia in the family, and it's Onus, he's not even called an Aro. An RL in Meso Echa Machmas Mila means he's scared. Not, an RL in these contexts means he's scared. But he should, but he's scared. Again, he's not doing it, but Mazed, he's scared. He doesn't want to have the surgery. So that's a machlokes, in a number of places. So Elap Shita, back to the Gemara. So what are we talking about here? Elap Shita, Mumar Larlos. Must be he's a Mumar. Larlos. Meaning he's rejecting the mitzvah. And that's what the type of RL that we're talking about that cannot shecht. Ema Seifa, but what about the next line of the Braisa, Afil Yisrael Mumar? So the first line means an RL can shecht. So what does the next line mean, Yisrael Mumar? If RL means Mumar la'arlos, Afil Yisrael Mumar, Hechidami, Imam Mumar la'arlos, Echad Haidu Mumar la'arlos, El La Mumar la'arlos, Kochavim, Ukud Ravanan. So this Braisa that says anybody can shecht, even an RL, even a Mumar. So RL must mean Mumar la'arlus. So the next line of Mumar has to be something more general, something more inclusive. So we say maybe it means a Mumar le'avodah zarah. And in le'avodah zarah, you see from here, is la'ad shecht. Kuk ukid rav anan. So maybe it proves rav anan. So the Gemara says maybe not. So interesting, the Gemara doesn't try to knock out the stories in Tanakh, right, to prove against them. But when it comes to this halachic source, no. We're not bringing this as a raya. Lo. Lo'ola me'im alecha mumar la'avodah zarachavim. Lo. Really, a Mumar la'avodah zarah is not a la'ad shecht. It's not a lot of shech. Damar mar chamur avodas kachavim. Shekalakofer b'kamoda b'chalat Torah kula. Avodah zara is one of those mitzvos. That's keneged kulam. And if anybody denies avodah zara is as if he's mode in the entire Torah. I mean, if you're mode in the mitzvah, so then you're mode in all mitzvos. Right? Kamoda b'chalat Torah kula. So therefore, that's not what the Brisa is talking about. Ela Mumar la oso davar ukidarava. But the line in the Brisa that says Mumar, the first line could be talking about Mumar la arlus, is mutter. And the next line, Mumar, means Mumar to anything specific is a Mumar in that area. If somebody's Mumar la shatnes, he can't check your shatnes. You're begging for shatnes. If he's a Mumar la shchita, he can't check. Mumar for a specific, item, so that he can't do that item, but outside of that, so then he's allowed to. If somebody's a Mumar L'shatnez, so then he could shecht. That doesn't go across. What's the source that Avodah Zarah is keneged kol HaTorah Kula? So Rashi quotes here the Gemara, elsewhere, The pasuk says, "V'chisishku v'lo sasu as kala mitzvah se'ela." Right, the pasuk in Bamidbar, and the Gemara interprets kala mitzvah se'elu. That's the seer of avodah zarah of Am Yisrael when Bnei Yisrael do chas v'shalom do avodah zarah. So, but the term that the pasuk uses is kol hamitzvos se'ela, kol hamitzvos se'ela, and that's a reference to avodah zarah. Period. So we say maybe Rav Anan is not correct. Rav Volbi in the Mitzvah Shkulos, right, he has a whole sefer all about the seven mitzvos that he gathers are keneged kol haTorah kula. Avodah Zarah is number one that he talks about, the one that's right here. Avodah Zarah, Tzedakah, Tzitzis, Tshuva, Bris Milah, Shabbos, and Eretz Yisrael. Right, those are the seven that he has as keneged kol haTorah kula. Remember, someone once emailed me that there's maybe another one you can find in a medrash somewhere. Okay, but these are the seven that he talks about in his sefer Mitzvos Shkulos, and he expands because, as we know, Avodah Zarah. What's Avodah Zarah today? We know the Gemara that the Anshei Knesset Gadolah were mevatel. They killed the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and we don't have a taiva for this anymore. We read the stories in Tanakh. We can't fathom why it was how it was so strong. Even Rav Ashi in Sanhedrin, remember that Gemara? Rav Ashi, you know, was about to give shir, and he was going to talk about Menashe. Menashe comes to him in a dream. If you lived in my day, you would have run after my coattails, and you would have been running and following me. But Bizman Hazeh, well, we don't have that taiva. Right? So how do we relate this mitzvah that is connected? Kol haTorah kula. Kol haTorah kula. Right, so the other ones, okay, are all shayach to us. But how does this one? So Rav Volbi expands, as many Sfarim do. And that is, Avodah Zarah means, in a larger sense, if there's any value in our life that is separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we believe in anything divorced from Hashem, if there's a value that is not connected to our Avodah Hashem, that's an Avodah Zarah. All our Avodah has to be to Hashem. Everything in our life has to lead towards that center, God-centric. And if we believe in anything else separate from that, we could be interested in a lot of things in our life, but it just has to be all part of our Avodas Hashem. It has to be concentric circles, whether it's exercise, whether it's any type of hobby, whatever it is, work, right? We can't worship our work, our exercise, our anything, our gashmias. So, and if we do, that's a problem. And that's what he writes here. Hu kovei la'atzmo, zeh kocho shel adam. Who kovei la'atzmo sulam erkim shelo ad erko elyon ein adam she'ein lo erich elyon b'chayav. Everybody has a hierarchy of values. Gam hayom she'einam sogdim od l'elohei kesef v'zahav. Even if we're not bowing down to gold and silver gods, erko shel zehu kesef shel she'ini kavod shel shlishi tanugim shel revi'i sport shel chamishi osev bulim. You could be a stamp collector, right? And baal shar, nothing wrong with stamp collecting, but you know it has to all be part of Avodas Hashem. That there can't be a value that is higher, or it could be politics, or it could be anything that he has. So everything has to be towards one goal. And there is Avodah Zarah is chayv kayam bizman hazeh rachmana litzlan. We have to make sure that kol ma'asecha yil shev shemayim, as Shlomo Melech said, b'chol derechacha de'eyuv hu yasha orchosecha. Right, we have to make sure of that. Okay, vayter meisvei second wide line. Mikem v'lo kolchem, mikem, from you. The pasuk says, right? Adam ki akriv mikem, by karbanos, neder and adava, where you want to bring a karbon. V'lo kolchem, not all of you could bring a karbon. Lo tzias amumar, right? A mumar cannot bring a karbon. Mikem, bachem chilakti v'lo b'umos. Amongst Jews, I have made that distinction, and not amongst umos ha'olam. Amongst umos ha'olam, right? There's no chilak between a mumar and a non-Jew is allowed to bring noder and nodev. As we have seen, we saw in Machlokas Tanoim earlier, but we paska that it is okay. Mina behema, lavi bnei adam shedomen la behema. Mina behema, including people that are domen la behema. How does mina behema include that? Mina pidol, who is a person domen la behema? Right, Rashi, fourth wide line, she'ein mekaymen asa mitzvos. If a person doesn't do mitzvos, then they're acting based on their own. What's the difference between an adam and a behema? What? Eved Hashem. A person is an Eved Hashem. If a person is not an Eved Hashem, then he's acting like a behemoth. He's doing his own thing. He's not acting for a higher purpose. Animals don't act for higher purposes. People can act for higher purposes. So if a person, the Gemara says, does not act for a higher purpose, then there's no difference. You know, there's intellect. Yes. But I'm saying ultimately, in the larger scheme of things, what's the purpose of life? The purpose of life is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to just be involved in my gashmias. And behemas are only involved in their gashmias, involved in this world. So, mina behema, you're allowed to. Lahavi bnei adam shdom lebehema. Mikana amru makarbalin karbanos biposhi Yisrael kadishiyachzu membeshuva. You're allowed to accept karbanos from anyone, even those who are negligent amongst Yisrael. So to inspire them to do tshuva, chutz min amumar, except for a mumar, right? He can't bring karbanos. So manaseh chazayin umechal shabbos is befarasya, and excluding someone who does nisach amayin, as we'll see from avodah zarah, somebody's mechal shabbos in public. So aguf akasha, one second. How do you read this brisa? Amarta mi kamvelo kol chem lahotzi es amumar. That excludes mumar. V'yadu tani mekablan karbanos biposhi Yisrael. So the brisa is sosar itself. So one says halo kasha reisha mumar lachala tara kula mitziyasa mumar ledavar echad. When it says mumar is excluded, it's a mumar for everything. They reject everything. And the second part, mumar ledavar echad, so he is able to bring a karban. So the Gemara says, what about the next line of the brisa? Ema seifa chutz ben amumar umenaseh chesayayin umechal shabbos befarhesya say mumar hechidami. So what's the word mumar in that line? If it's mumar lechal atzor akula, that was the first line of the brisa, that we already excluded them. If it's a mumar lechal atzor akula, the mumar ledavar echad kashem mitziyasa, the middle line already included a mumar for one thing. So mumar for everything, you're not allowed to accept karbanis. And a mumar for one thing, you can. So what's the last line? El alav hachikamar, chutz min amumar, linaseh chesayayin alachal shabbos b'farhesya. Must be that it's not a list of three things, but it's two things. And the first line is leading in. A mumar to do nisach hayayin, to avodah zarah, or chilul shabbos. So that is how you read the brisa. Alma, mumar lavodas kochavim, havei mumar lachal atzorakula, v'tiyufta d'Rav Anan tiyufta. So after bringing a couple of stories that might support Rav Anan Amar Shmuel, then the Gemara brings a brisa that might support, but we reject that. And then we bring a knockout punch the other way. This brisa, we read it as a raya that a mumar l'avodah zarah is a mumar l'chol ha-torah, chol ha-torah kula. Look at Rashi on the bottom, second to last line. Hai tana chamira lei shabbos kavodas kochavim. What else is on the list? Mumar l'avodah zarah is a mumar l'chol ha-torah kula. But the Gemara also threw in here, without maybe our noticing, but we have to notice it, mumar l'chol ha-shabbos is also a mumar l'chol ha-torah kula. Right? Only avodah zarah and Shabbos, nothing else. Rashi, Hai tana chamir le Shabbos kavodas kochavim. Right, Shabbos is another one of the mitzvah shkulos. De ovei kochavim kafar b'akadosh baruch hu v'makhalo Shabbos kafar b'maisav. Avodah zarah is kofar in God Himself. Makhalo Shabbos is kofar in what God did, created the world. Umeid sheker shelo Shabbos akadosh baruch hu ma'aseh b'reishis. If somebody's Bechal Shabbos, they don't realize what they're doing, but if they do it, b'mezid, so they are being made shekha that Hashem didn't create the world, and therefore, a mumar l'chal Shabbos is a mumar l'chal Torah kula. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this at length in the Hakdama to Chela Gimel, where he has his Hakdama to Hilcha Shabbos, and he talks about the uniqueness of Hilcha Shabbos, number one, in terms of Chumras Ha'avera, that reflects Chumra, right? Shabbos is Skila, the most Chumar, out of all Averas, Bitel Aseh, Malkus, Kares, Mises, Bezdin, and then Skila Sreva Erech Chenek, Skila being the most Chamor, number one. And number two, he says, he quotes this Gemara. He says, out of all the, you understand how Mumar L'Avodah Zarah is a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. There's a rejection of the Mitzaveh. But Mumar L'Shabbos, that's Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula? He says, yes, because Shabbos is also defining for a Jew. And therefore, if somebody's Mumar L'Chol HaShabbos, he is a mumar l'chol ha-torah kula. Then he gets into the Kabbalistic ideas. Interesting, the Rambam also quotes this in one place. This in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, V'gam tzarech l'das. We have to know that the 248 mitzvahs I say that we do are keneged the limbs in a body. And the 365 los asays are keneged the days of the year. And the 248 mitzvos, every time we do a mitzvah, the body part that is connected, that mitzvah, as if screaming out at us, do the mitzvah to give me strength, to give me eternity. And la'asilavo, the body parts that we did mitzvahs connected, those are the body parts that are going to live. So says the Chavetz Chaim, certain body parts you can live without. All mitzvahs are special, but if there's a mitzvah that's connected to my pinky, I can live for eternity without it. If there's a mitzvah, connected toenail, so there's a mitzvah I can live without it. Even though every mitzvah is special, it's part of the body. But then there are certain mitzvahs that are connected, the heart, the lungs, the brain. You know, certain parts of the body they can't live without, and that's obviously Shabbos. Shabbos is one of those. We don't know exactly which one, but a Shabbos is Keneged Kolatzar Akula, because that gives us life. And that's the Os. Right, so he writes the Os Hibenei Venechem, right? As we know from elsewhere, it's the Os, right? Even Lamaisa throughout every generation. How do we determine somebody's some level of religiosity and level of observance? What's the cutoff? Shmir Shabbos. Right? When somebody is come back, when somebody's a Baal Tshuva, right? When has he gotten over the hump? Shomer Shabbos. We don't say, oh, yeah, he's Shomer Shabbos Aveda. Right? That's not usually the litmus test. Shomer Shabbos. That goes back to the Torah. Os Hibenei Venechem. It's defining. Okay, and that is generally what we assume. That's what we paskin. Weiter, hamehacha nafka, last line. Again, there's a lot more. And obviously, bizman hazeh, there's a big discussion of mechalei Shabbos bizman hazeh, tinok shenishpa, they don't know, they never had the upbringing. But this is talking about in theory. In theory, if there's a mumar lahachis, mumar la Shabbos, rejecting Shabbos, that would be a mumar lachal tarakul. So says the Gemara, vamehacha nafka, mehasa nafka, there's a different source. May amha aretz prat lemumar. May amha aretz. That's what excludes mumar. Rishimah ben Yosi Omer. Rishimah bishimah. Shalom si asena bishkagav v'ashem. Hashav mi yediaso. Only someone who, if he would have known about it, he wouldn't have done the avera. Hashav mi yediaso. Maybe carbon. Hashav gaso. He could bring a carbon for his shogeg because he wouldn't have done it had he known. Eino shav mi yediaso. If he wouldn't have done tshuva anyway, meaning even if he would have known about it, he would have done the avera. Eino maybe carbon. Hashav gaso. Then he doesn't bring a carbon. So v'yamrina may b'nayon. We said, what's the difference? Both of these psukim seem to be excluding mumar. V'yamar v'amnuna mumar le'echol chelev v'hevi carbon al hadam ike b'nayu. That's the machlokas. Meaning, if somebody's a mumar for eating chelev, meaning he rejects that iser, and does he bring a carbon for dam? Right. So Rashi quotes, that's the nafkamina, meaning. My binaya Rashi says, "Mikol makom mumar lo makablina minei bein lamar bein lamar." Avilu shogeg to ilu ayo de mitchila nami ayo ochla v'neshami diyaso. So does he bring a carbon here? So according to the Tanakama, a mumar Rashi says mumar shmo. He's a mumar, right? Prat lo mumar. So he's a mumar for chelav. That's enough to be a mumar for dam. And he does not bring. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he would have been shavi diyaso here if he would have known. But he's not a mumar for dam. So. But that's the nafkamina. But either way, they're both excluding mumar. So what do we need the previous brisa to exclude mumar for? We have these sources. The Gemara answers, chada b'chatas v'chada b'ola. There's a difference. Different karbanas. V'tzrichi, t'yashmina chatas. If he would have been excluded for bringing a chatas, mishum de la kapara. That's for kapara, and he's not interested in kapara. He's a rejectionist, and therefore we're not going to let him bring a karban chatas. Aval ola de doronu, but ola, which is just a present, doron, a model kabo mine, is not brought for an avera, maybe we should accept it. V'yesh bin an ola, and if it only said ola, mishum delav chiyuvahu. There's no chiyuv to bring the ola. So therefore, no, that's why we don't accept it. There's no pressure. Aval chatas de chiyuvahu, but chatas, which is a chiyuv to bring a model kabo mine, maybe we should accept it. Rashi says, shalo yehe chote niskar. Right, just because he's a mumar doesn't mean he should benefit financially. And therefore, maybe we should accept it. Sricha, that's why you need these both of these psukim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shuva, we don't have time to go into it now, lists off all of the different types of mumarim and all the different types of people who, it's difficult for them to do tshuva. I think 24 types of people. The Rambam in Hilchos Shuva discusses in Perek Gimel all of the different categories of a kofer and a min and an apikaris, all the different types of, heretics. Continuing. V'kol hecha dechsiv behema griusahi. What did the Gemara say before? Right, it said behema, and we darshin, people that act like a behema. But what do you mean? Sometimes it's a positive to have behema in the pasuk. Vaksiv, adamu behema toshi Hashem. Right, what we say on Shabbos. What does that pasuk mean? We darshin it, Amar Yehuda Marav, Elu b'nei Adam, Shein Arumin, people that are clever. Arum, bida'as, umesinas like a behema. And they lower themselves, they're humble like an animal. Right, so you see that the behema in the pasuk doesn't always mean a negative, like a person like a behema. Somewhere it says hasam ksiv adam uvehema. Here, there's the it's the put it together, right? Hazcha behema lechudek ksiv. When it says adam uvehema toshi Hashem, so it's comparing adam to behema, so we can learn something. Adam should act like a behema in certain ways, but if it just says behema, that's different. V'kal hecha dechsiv adam uvehema bal yusehi. So now the other way. So whenever it has adam and behema in the pasuk together, it's a good thing. You could darshan it as a positive. Foxiv, Vizarati is Bas Yisrael Zera Adam Zera Behema. Right near Mio Anavi. Right, that's the right, the Darshan, the Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechta Sota, where we darshan here negatively. So Gemara says, Hasan hachal kekra, zera adam lochav zera behem alachud. Right there it was separated, and therefore, you know, it's not viewed as together, so it's not the same kind of pasuk as Adam ubehema toshiya Hashem. There's a lot to discuss here. The Beis Halevi discusses this chazal of Adam ubehema toshiya Hashem. You know, what does it mean? What's the lashon of arumin? We have to be arum, clever, umasim na'asman kibehema. So Beis Halevi in Parshas Lech Lecha discusses that sometimes we try to be very clever and try to have cheshbonos and try to figure out things, but sometimes we just have to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any chakiris, without any drishus, and just follow. Just like an animal. An animal trusts the master and just follows along. Says the Beis Halevi on the pasuk, Kisalech Lefanei Ve'yet Tamim. Inyan Tmimus. What does Tmimus mean? Obviously, in the Beis Medrash, we have to be Choker and Dorish, but now we're talking about Avoda. Avoda is Hashem. In Yitzmimus, who Sheyasa, Ratzon Aborei, Velo Yachkor Lamashet Sivo Kain. V'yavo Bisha Adam Rashoy Lachkor, Acharei Tamei HaMitzvus, even though it's a good thing to search the mitzvahs like the Rambam talks about, Zebachal Limed HaTorah, Shemitzvah Lolomda Veleida Usa, Vegam Alimud Azeh Yasa Usom, Ebnei Shemitzvah Kain, Hu Lilmod. It's a mitzvah to study the mitzvahs and learn the messages for the mitzvahs. Aval be'ikr ha'asiya shelo v'chein ha'limud yaseh rak mepnei shekein ratzon habore yisparach. V'lo mepnei shu rotza lakar ha'mait sivo kein. Don't delve into the command for the mitzvahs and why is there such a mitzvah and that would influence my doing it. No. And he says, ha'kasav omer, Adam u'behema toshi Hashem. And what does the Medrash say? Aval pisha Adam anachnu nimshachnu acharecha gebehema. Even though we are people, we'll follow you like a behema. V'yayin meseches chulin davhei. Isa ilu b'nei Adam shema rumin b'das. What is he, how does he interpret that? V'ho inyan. Sh'adam ha'oseh ratzon chaveiro, v'oseh kol ma'sha chaveiro matzaveyu, mikom makom, ikar asiyo adaita denafshe. Generally, even if we follow and we do something my friend wants, deep down we're doing something for myself. I want to do the chesed. I want to be a nice person. I want him to like me. Ultimately, deep down, everything we do in life, even for other people, is for ourselves. Tari ikir masha shomela deri chaveiro v'osa kitzivuyo mishum demakir besichlo shutzorach lasos ratzon chaveiro imitzad yira imitzad ava omishum kabbalas is a tova osiba acheres. But I get something out of it. But when it comes to an animal is not getting anything. An animal is instinctual. Right? Behema, it quotes a chiluk between a behema being nikneis b'meshicha and a v'chulu and whether you have to actually pull it or not. But either way, without enough time to read the whole thing, but he says, behema halichasa rach mitzad ha'adon below shum tziruf das atzma. And that's what this part Gemara is referring to. Aval bishadam anachnu nimshach an acharecha kebehema. We follow you. And that's this lashon, masimen atzman kebehema. Simon Niklaf, Amr Vaiter in the Gemara, Amr of Chanan, Amr of Yaakov Bar Idi, Amr of Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Rav Gamliel Beis Dino, Nimno, Shchitas Kusi Vasruha. They voted about Shchitas Kusi, the Shchita of a Kusi. They said it is Usser, the Kusi, right? Big discussion. They originally accepted not Shchitas, what is their status in regarding to general mitzvahs. Amr, Rav Zeru, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Shemel Hashama Rebbe, Ela B'Sheini Yisrael Omen Al Gabav. Is that only Shchitas Kusi is Usser if there's no Jew watching him? Amalei, Dami Haimei Rabbanan, Kedelo Gemiri in Shishmaitza. Well, it sounds like you never learned anything. And those kind of Lashonos we've discussed seems like an insult, but maybe they're like, no, I'm surprised of you. You know, this is not Matim Lecha. B'Sheini Shalom Ed Al Gabav, Almeim Rabbi. What if there's no Jew there? Is there a Chiddush? Of course, even if there's a Jew there. Shchidas Kusi is Aser. So Kiblamine Alo Kiblamine, did he accept that? Did he accept that argument? Did Rabbi Yaakov Aridi accept that from Rabbi Zeira? Or the opposite. Did Rebecca Reb Zera accept it? So, Tashma, let's start this. And we're going to have to continue. Tam Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav Asi, Ani Reisi, Reb Yochanan, Sheocha Mishchitas Kusi, Af Rav Asi, Ocha Mishchitas Kusi. I saw the meat from Mishchitas Kusi. V'toy Bar Reb Zera. Right? Reb Zera wondered, Lo Shami Lehu, Di Havi Shmielu, Havi Makabli Lei, Odim Hashmielu, Velo Kibluha. So Reb Zera wondered, is it that they never heard Lo Shami Lehu? Because if they would have heard that it's Usser, they would have accepted and they wouldn't have eaten it. Or maybe they knew about it and they ate anyway. Although Shami Lehu Velo Kibluah. Maybe they knew about the halacha of Shchidas Kusi Asura, but they didn't accept it. Another Pashit Linafshe, and he said to himself the following: Mistavra the Shami Lehu Velo Kibluah. It must be that they knew about it. Velo Kibluah. They knew about it, but they said that Shchidas Kusi is okay. But because if it's that they didn't know about it, but if they would have known about it, so then they wouldn't have done it, that's impossible. Why? Because Hashem would never have let something like that happen to these great gedolim. We'll have to stop here. It continues. But again, we'll start with that sugya tomorrow about behemten shel tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takala al yadan. Okay, we will stop here.